Hello everyone, welcome to Daily Mishnayot Shir, learning Maseches Bava Kamma. Learning is now Le'ilu Neshmas Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel and Perel Bas Pinchas. We're going to quickly review what we did yesterday, which was the beginning of Perek Revi of the fourth Perek of Bava Kamma, and then we'll continue with three more Mishnayos. The three Mishnayos from yesterday started with Mishnah Aleph in the fourth Perek. I said, Shoshanagach Arbe Chamisha Shvarim Zeacher Zeh. One shore that gored four or five other ones, one after another. Yishai La'achin Shebehem. They'll end up paying the last one, the last victim. The Imiyesh, essentially paying that out first. The Imiyesh Bomoser, if there is more, meaning in the value of the goring shore, there is more money to be able to be paid out. Yachzer L'Shilfanot. He should then pay off the victim that was before that. Imiyesh Bomoser, if there's more, Yachzer L'Shilifne Panov, the one's gone before that. V'Acher Nachar Niskar, the latest one, the latest scored one always gets the penalty up front and doesn't get changed. Steve Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir. The Rav explained that the story here is that after the shore gored, the victim grabbed that goring shore and held him in order to make sure to get the money out of it, and then he became a shomer, according to Rebbe Meir on that, and he therefore had the achrayas on the next goring. Rebbe Shimon is going to disagree, and holds really that they become shutfin, the owner and the victim. The victim, meaning the person, and he explains that as follows. It illustrates that point as follows: Shor shav masayim shenoy ashor shav masayim. 200 shore the core, 200 shore. Benivay lof yafikum, and then the carcass being worth nothing. Then otamana v'zen otamana. There's an even split of 100 and 100 in that case. The victim and the owner keeps 100. Chazav benoy ashor acher shav masayim. Then he gores another shore worth 200. Acher otamana. That last victim takes the 100. Now l'shalafana v'zen otachamishim zuz v'zen otachamishim zuz. Previous victim now splits that 100, 50 to himself and 50 with the owner. See, the owner here is getting penalized even though the victim had grabbed the shore. Chazav v'noga ashor achir shav masayim. If now he goes and gores again, also worth 200. Achar notamana, that latest victim takes 200. V'shalafan v'chamishim zuz, one before him 50. V'shnayim rishonim dinar zav, and the first two, meaning the owner and the first victim, each get a dinar zav, which is 25. Mishnah Bay said, Shor shu mu'a l'mino ve'inu mu'a l'sheinu minu, mu'a l'adam ve'inu mu'a l'behema, a shore that is mu'a to his species and not to other species, or to humans and not to animals. Mu'a l'katana ve'inu mu'a l'gadon, he's mu'a for calves, but not for cows or bulls. Es shu mu'a lo m'sham nezik sham, v'she'inu mu'a lo m'sham chasi nezik. Whatever he's mu'a for, he pays full nezik. Whatever he's not mu'a for, he's a tam, pays half. Amar l'fnei Rebbe Yehuda, I said to Rebbe Yehuda, ha'rei sh'hayim mu'a l'shavosos ve'inu mu'a l'cho. What is the halacha if he's mu'ad to gore only on Shabbos, which the Rav explained because people are dressed differently, or he doesn't recognize people, or he is not eating the, he's batel from malacha, and therefore he feels a bit different. Amalehem l'shabbos is m'sham nezik shalim, mosachol m'sham m'chazin nezik, said to him pretty straightforward, that on Shabbos, goring, he'll pay full damages, and during the week, half. Imasai with Tom, when would he become a Tom again? M'sheach sarosh shloshi yimei shabbosos. He has to get through Shabbos, three shabbosos without goring. Mishnah Gimel said, Shor shel Yisrael shenagach shor shel hektish, a regular shore of a Jew that gored one of hektish, v'shel hektish shenagach v'shor shel Yisrael, or vice versa, hektish goring a shore of a regular Jew. Pater shenamar shor ehu, the Torah says that you have to have gored the shore of his friend. So v'lo shor shel hektish, not the shore of hektish, neither the damager or damagee. Shor shel Yisrael shenagach v'shor shel nachi, a Jewish owned shore that gored one owned by a goy, pater. V'shel nachi shenagach v'shor shel Yisrael, a goyish owned shore that now gored the shore of a Jew. Bein tam bein muad, no matter what the status was of that shore, mashal nezik sham, pays nezik sham, special gzeiras hakasuv, where Hashem treats the property of the non-Jews, at least as far as damages go, with a certain ownerlessness, a certain kula, as far as that we get their money easier. Continues our new Mishnah for today, starting Mishnah Dalit. Shor shel bikeach shel nagach shor shel hecheiros shot v'katan. A shore of a bikeach, meaning a normal healthy person, a Jew, that gored the shore of a cheirish, a deaf mute, a shota, an insane person, or a katan, a minor, chayef. Chayef just for like for any other owner that owns any other shore that he would have gored. The chiyuv is coming from a owner that is a bikeach, so he pays. The shel cheirish shota the katan, shenagach shor shel bikeach, pater. But if the shore was owned, the damaging shore is owned by a deaf, mute, an insane person, or a minor, that gores a shore owned by a regular, healthy person, is pater. Now, that is going to be, as we'll see, the case of a tam. What happens if he's a muad, the Mishnah will continue to explain. Shor shel cheir shot v'kot shel nagach. This shore that belongs to a deaf, mute, an insane person, or a minor that gored, Based in Ma'amidolahem Apotropis, based in will establish them a apotropis, which means an intermediary, someone to, I think a guardian would be a better word, someone who's in charge of their finances, their property. And they can make the shore into a mu'ad in front of the apotropis. So if it becomes a mu'ad, then there will be a change. We'll see if the Rav elaborate what a shore mu'ad that's owned by these people will do. If the deaf mute became opened up, meaning to say he got his hearing back, his speaking back, the shota became sane, and the cotton became bar mitzvah, the shore would go back to being a tam now, even Rabbi Meir. And that's what Meir holds, that changing back to essentially a new owner, meaning the old owner didn't have any control, now he does, Rabbi Meir holds, makes it back into a tam. The Yosi Omer Hariu b'chazkasa. He says no. The shore is what it was. It has its chazaka, stays that way. Shore it staden enerchayv misa. Shore of the stadium, think gladiators, Rome, that is made to gore human beings for sport is not chayv misa. Shnemar ki yigach when it will gore v'lo shiyagichuhu, not that they make him gore. So let's see the Rav elaborates on some of our points here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah started out shore shavikeach. That gore is a shell shakhir shot of cotton is chayiv, that was self understood. Rav comments on the other way, shalchir shot of cotton shanogach shor shabikech potter. Shain ma'amid an apotropis latam, ligvos megufo. We do not stand up an apotropis for a tam animal to collect from its value. It's a matatlehu. This is interesting. He's considered, as far as in this case, or maybe it's just that's how he's considered, he's considered movable property. The drasha that's given in the Gemara is that we said in the first parak, Shave Kesef is an akuda of Nizikin. They pay from Shave Kesef. We said that meant land. And over here, the Rav is bringing that also means based in, do not collect only from the chosim that have achrayas. That means land. Right? Vokimna Bayasmi, the Gemara, we didn't say this in the first parak. That Gemara establishes it to be a case of Yisomim. I mean, when are you collecting from land specifically? When there's Yisomim. And being that a short tam is considered a movable item, so there you don't collect from that tam, you only collect from land. And the tam is limited that he pays out from his body. You know, mu'ad is not. A mu'ad pays, I mean, ha'idus, pays from land. So there, if it be a mu'ad, even if he's owned by a chayr shot to the cotton, you would be able to pay from that. Okay, so again, just to understand, Shove Kesef meant only collect from land, and the tam is not land. Mu'ad has a din of land. The payment is made from land. The apotropos would then be responsible to pay out from the land owned by the Chayr Shoter Akam. Continues the Rav, Mimidin Lam Apotropos, the Chule, Im Huchsaku Nagachanim. This is now the case of Mu'ad, really. The first case that their potter was tam. The case of Mu'ad, if they are Muchsak as a goring shore, we stand up an intermediary, a guardian, not that it'll pay, the previous payments won't happen, but it'll make it a mu'ad, when it'll go again, it'll pay from the aliyah, the best of the land, the land, the payment will be collected from the land of the Yisomin. So it is a nafkamina becoming a mu'ad, like any other case, it will become payment, but those tam damages, the chayr shot of the cotton will never be chayv to pay for. Now we said, if the people become normal, the deaf mute becomes hearing abled, the shote becomes sane, the cotton becomes a gadol, chozel tamuso, the kesav remuad, shiotzim reshus bailo, v'nichnas reshus bailo, v'chayrim, chozel tamuso, remeir holds, a muad that exited the reshus of one owner and goes into the reshus of different owners goes back to being a tam. Rishus Meshuna Meshana Estin Hasra also, that a different domain changes the din of his having been warned. So, for some reason. Now, it's interesting, the Tanya back Rabbi Yossi does, it seems logical. Are you the Chazkoso? The animals has its Chazoka as a going shore. I guess Rabbi Meir would say back to that the change in Rishus will change what the animal does. Continues the Rav, Shor it's Stadin, what's the Shor it's Stadin? Shem Yuchav and Gichos is set aside to gore. A Malam Dino Salakach. They teach it to do that, right? That's what they used to do back in the day. In the gladiators, they used to have goring happen. They used to have fights between animals and man for sport. Obviously not supported by us, but in any event, that Shor is not penalized for having been made to gore. Continues Mishnah, hey. Shor Shinarach is the Adam Vemes. Shor that gored a person and killed him. Muad Mishan Kofer, a Muad will have to pay a penalty called Kofer, which is the Torah says that you have to pay a penalty for a person being killed by a shor, an explicit pasuk. That's called kofir. The tam, kofir perhaps is most likely lashon kapara, an atonement. The tam, pater mina kofir. A tam, even though he killed someone, there's no penalty of kofir. But either animal having killed the person will be put to death. So too with children or chwan al-son that would be gored by an animal and killed. Also, either way, the animal will die, and if it was a mu'ad, we'll pay kofir, and if a tam, not. Nagach evno amo. What if the shor gored an evid or amo, is a maid servant, a female evid? There's a penalty in the Torah for a dead evno amo that is 30 slayim of money. Bein shehu yafe mona, bein sheino yafe el dinar echot. Whether or not the evid was worth much more, 100, or whether that evid was worth very little, only a dinar. Either way, 30 slayim are paid. That's the gzeiras hakasuv. Let's see what the Rav elaborates on. Mu'ad mashan kofer. Mu'ad pays kofer. Va'avagav tzvekama denogach katlina le. Rav asks a question here, essentially. The first time the shor gored, we're going to see in the Mishnah here, it gets killed. So how does it ever become a mu'ad for goring people and killing them? So eshkechon mu'ad, you can have a mu'ad, though. Kigon shaharak shlosha nochrim. It killed three people, goyim. Now, therefore, it wasn't killed. The shor was not killed based on killing a nochri. Inami, alternatively, shaharak shlosha yisrael trefet. Killed three Yisraelim, but they were trefet. Now, trefet lo katzlinin. You wouldn't kill the shor based on it having killed a trefet person. Trefet meaning a person that would not survive naturally. He was going to die. He's terminally ill. The gavra katilo katzl. It's considered that he killed a dead person already. Inami, another answer. The katil va'orak la'agama la'achar she'idubo. He killed, and then he ran away to a swamp, and when he ran away from us, after he was made into a mu'at. So, therefore, you have that they weren't able to kill him, and he'll gore again and again. So, and therefore, he would be alive to be a mu'ad, and yet gore someone and kill them. That's the case we're curious about. How do you have a mu'ad that then gore somebody else if he was a mu'ad already, had to kill him? Doesn't ever happen. So that's what the Rav explained. Says v'chemibas, tinok v'tinokis, a child or another, or a female or male, a male or female child. Chayv aleim tzkila v'kofer v'gidon, kigidon. They're chayv to get tzkila, the shor gets stoned, and you pay kofer just like an adult. Seemingly, the chid is not in the tzkila. Chid is probably in the kofer, because people have certain values, and these are much lower. You would have thought perhaps that they don't have a penalty of kofir. Killing the animal, it seems to me, is not a chiddush when he killed a person. The seder, let's go to the next mission. Shor shahay mischachech v'kosel, the shor that was rubbing against the wall, v'nofal adam, and that wall fell on a person. Iskav l'hargis v'ehinu l'hargis adam, it was clearly intending to kill another animal and killed a person. V'nochri, intending to kill a goy v'horag ben Yisrael, and killed a regular Jew. V'nofalim, to kill some of the child that was terminally ill, is not going to survive minimum of 30 days. Vaharag ben Kayaman killed what would have been a regular healthy child, Patur from all of these cases. So the Rav says, Shor shayim tzchachech b'koso, Shor that was rubbing against the wall, Patur min ha-misa will not die. V'im hayim mu'ad, g'yon shayim mu'ad l'tzchachech b'ksalim. What if it's a mu'ad for this very behavior, to rub against walls and to knock them over on people? And then it rubs against the wall and knocks it over and kills somebody. The shor will not die. However, Bailam will play kofar because the shor killed somebody. But the animal will not die. The Rav elaborates, the shor will not die. It was exempt from death. Torah says about this case that the shor will be stoned and also its owners will die. Now, it doesn't literally mean its owners will die. Clearly, the Torah is trying to tell you something about the way the shor died. So that's what, therefore, it darshans out, k'misas abayim and kach misas ashor. The same way owners would die, so too is the way the shor dies. Ma abayim in chayovim im hargu es nevish ad shiarge b'kalana. A human being is only chayiv if it kills someone intentionally, only chayiv to death on that, or whatever the punishment would be, only if it kills someone intentionally. Kach ashor eno chayiv ad shiarge b'kalana. So too, a shor is only chayiv to be killed if it kills intentionally. Meaning to say that it means to kill the one that it killed, because it did mean to kill someone, but it has to intend to kill someone that would bring the penalty of death on that shore. By Bailam Mishalim is a kofir. Bailam, however, will pay the kofir penalty to receive im kofir. It's an interesting lesson on the pasuk. If kofir will be a sentence on this owner. Shahayachol lichtov kofer yishaslov. Could have said kofer will be sentenced on this person, evaluated on this person. My im kofer. What's this extra word? If Rabbah saharik shalom bekavana lichiyuv kofer. That includes someone who kills that intention that he has to pay kofer. I just want to add one point that I forgot to mention in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, that penalty of, we said, killing an Evid, a Shor kills an Evid or an Amav, the owner has to pay out 30 Slayim, that's Dafka Shor Muat. But it's brought down over here that a Tam, if the Shor is a Tam and it kills an Evid or an Amav, is actually Pater from the Kenas of Shloshim Slayim. So he Pater because it says by a Tam, Ubala Shor Naki, there's a Joshua that darshens out of that. That Naki means may Evan. It won't pay this Kenas of Evan and Amal. However, either way, the animal is going to die. The animal that kills the Evan and the Amal, I don't know if I mentioned that before, animal killing a slave or a maidservant does die in any event. Thank you. We'll continue.